All right, that's a great intro song. Thank you, Chris. Wow, I feel jacked up. This is awesome. I love this service. I love that we're doing this like within our Sunday morning services this year. It's our overflow service where we get to celebrate. Look back on the year at all that God has done. We won't be able to remember or talk about all of it, but we're going to try to talk about as much as we can in this next hour or so. So I'm jacked. I'm excited to be here with you guys. I think looking back is something we're not good at as a culture in general, right? We tend to just want to look on to the next thing and the next thing and kind of get our plans set, but it's good. And God's word calls us to stop and to look back, to reflect, to remember. And that builds our faith, right? Because we actually realize, oh my goodness, God has done way more than I knew or could have even thought or imagined in our own lives and in our collective lives and community. So we're going to celebrate. You guys ready to celebrate a little bit more? All right, sweet. Get to hear a little sermonette from me and then a few slices. So you have to look forward to. Romans 15:13 says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. So you catch what that verse is saying. This is a prayer of Paul. He's praying this for the church in Rome, that God, the source of hope, remember, he's the source of all our hope, would fill us with joy and peace. So as we look back at things God has done, that can fill us with hope. Can also bring us joy, right? I hope you experience joy this morning. It's been one of my hopes and prayers for today, this service, and that would overflow with future confident hope for all of us, no matter where we go through the power of the Holy Spirit, no matter what we do this summer. And we're also wrapping up our series, our seven-week series on surrender. That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Tori, for sharing that. I felt really moved by that poem. And we've been looking at the life of Jesus. And for the past 6 weeks, and counting this week, it's been 7 weeks total. And we started with the genealogy. Do you guys know that's what these things stand for? That's the first one, the tree. We touched on his genealogy. Then we talked about the importance of Jesus' baptism. That's the water-ish one. And then his temptation in the wilderness, that was the fire. And then we looked at the feeding of the 5,000. Palm Sunday, the week before Easter, and then we had Easter, his death on the cross and his resurrection last week. And then today we're wrapping up by talking about the Great Commission, going, that Jesus gives before he ascends to heaven. Matthew 28, 18 to 20 says, Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. What a great promise there at the end, that Jesus promises to be with us. And it's a great call. It's great in the sense that it can provide so much meaning and purpose in our lives, but also great in size, in scope. This is huge. It can be overwhelming to hear this, right? But since Jesus is one who has all authority and also promises to be with us, we need not fear, because he's the one who can move through us and empower us to do this. He tells us to go, to be sent out into the world, to make disciples of all the nations, and to baptize them into his family, into his church, and then to teach them all the commands that he's given us, commands that we ought to have surrendered ourselves to, right? Because how can we teach something we aren't living out ourselves? And these are just some of the commands that came to mind as I was thinking about this, all the things that Jesus taught when he walked this earth. Rejoice, he says. Repent, he says. Follow me, he says. Let your light shine. We're called to honor God's law, to be reconciled. Do not lust. Keep your word. Go the extra mile. Love your enemies. Practice secret giving and prayer and fasting. Lay up heavenly treasures. Seek first God's kingdom. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. Choose the narrow way. Fear not. Take my yoke, honor your parents, despise not the little ones, beware of covetousness, forgive others, be a servant, love the poor, await my return, watch and pray, make disciples. And these all can be summed up in the greatest commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. It's a high calling, right? You can hear all those things and again be like, oh my goodness, I don't remember like the first 10 he said. Who knows if I'm doing them? And that's not really the point. It's like, it's not a checklist, but it's a call. Jesus paints a picture of a beautiful life to live. And yeah, we're going to fall short. We're going to not do this. We're going to need his grace. We're going to need to help one another. But when we're living, when we're striving, when we're trying to be Jesus to this world, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. I got to experience just a piece of this yesterday. I had a bachelor party for one of my good friends, Carson, and we played soccer at the start of the day. I haven't played soccer in like a decade. I am so sore today. That's neither here nor there. And it was really fun. It was a fun day. We did other things. And towards the end of the night, we had this awesome time where we just sat around, and there was 11 of us total with Carson. So 10 of us just shared just the type of husband we think that husband that Carson will be, and the type of father that he could be as well, if God blesses him and Hannah with children. And I just sat back and, what? Yeah, she's right there. Where's Carson? Is Carson here? Yeah, there he's, I'm talking about you. I didn't ask his permission. It's fine. I just sat there and, you know, just kind of one by one, these men sharing just things that they can see in Carson's life, just ways that God has moved, ways that God has used him and being a disciple and making disciples. And I felt so full of joy. I felt so grateful. And I just went, this is what it's about. This is what it's about. Yeah, the Great Commission can feel kind of like mechanical and can feel overwhelming, but like when we're actually living it out, like out of freedom, out of an overflow, it is beautiful. Like my life is so full of meaning, and I got to experience a little bit of that yesterday, getting to be with those men, men that I've also poured into and poured into me. And I know Hannah has experienced that as well and will experience that. Yeah, you will. So I only have one kind of question, one kind of main point for you today, since I don't have a ton of time, is will you in faith surrender yourself to going and making disciples? Will you in faith surrender yourself to going and making disciples? You won't regret it. You won't regret it, you guys. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, will you pour your life into others? Will you love and share Jesus and teach Jesus no matter where you are and who you're with? Will you step out of the boat in faith as Peter did? Will you see what God will do with your 5 loaves and 2 fish, as Kyle talked about a couple weeks ago? As I look back on this year, I see a ton of stories of how us as a church, we've lived these things out, these commands, these calls of Jesus, and God has moved. God has moved in our midst. I think back to the fall retreat where over 400 of us gathered and set aside a whole weekend to love the Lord our God and to worship and learn about him together. That is beautiful. I think back to the Ravi Zacharias event where we rallied as Christians across this whole campus as a capital C church to let our light shine in this place, in this city. As Ravi and Abdu Murray defended the deep truths of the faith with tact, with poise, and with brilliance. I think back to how our church mobilized behind the refugee crisis and held 2 huge refugee events, studied about this crisis in our small groups, and gathered to pray for them. Many of us are now willing to go the extra mile for these ones who have lost so much. I think back to our spring break trips where we had 193 participants on 9 different trips. It's the most we've ever had, you guys. And many disciples were poured into and made that week, I think, and catalyzed for the kingdom. I think about how we as a church rally to care for the poor by providing housing for the less fortunate in Haiti and by loving the people of El Salvador through our trip that we sent with families and the trip we're going to send here soon. And I also think back to our church summit that we had early this semester, which was a story of lament and gratitude, where we as a church wanted to take some time to repent of things that we've been seeing as unhealthy patterns in our church. A tendency for us to have an elitist attitude, to believe that we're the best church and the best movement. We want to repent of that. And this often led to an independent spirit and even feeling threatened by outside groups. We want to repent of that and partner more with others. And also, we've seen that certain gifts and callings have been valued above others. Things like small group leading have been elevated over serving the church in other ways. And we don't think that's right. We want to do a better job at that. And also, people didn't go into full-time ministry. They just had this sense that just as we've talked about this and had these conversations, that that made them and what they do less valuable. We don't think that's true at all. These are just a few of the things that we're becoming more aware of and we're wanting to heal from as we repent, as we grow. And one of the things that I'm excited about is we're wanting to make space, if you feel deeply affected by any of those things, to process that, to talk about that. So this summer, we're going to be offering what we're calling a story group that's going to be led by our counselors here on staff, Tim Curtis and Jesse Filicicchia. For those of you who have been affected and want a chance to talk in a group setting about those things to pursue greater healing, you'll get an email hopefully later today to our church list with more information and how to apply and sign up for that. Repentance is painful, but it's good to talk about and to name, and it's worth celebrating as well. And we're thankful for God's grace that he covers not only our individual sin, but also our collective corporate sin, and that he makes a way when we repent publicly as well. And as I wrap up, I also think about the lives that have been touched by Jesus this year in our community, that like it's like obvious that Jesus has touched their lives. I think about all the slices we've heard, right? Think about all the slices we've heard this year. You got to see Jesus move in those lives. It's worth celebrating. I think about the 26 people, at least, there's probably more we don't know about, who placed their faith in Jesus this year. That's awesome. That's worth celebrating. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's vibrant. I also think about the 46 people who decided to get baptized, like right in front of us in our service. That's awesome too. Yeah, you can celebrate for that. They're obeying this command that we just read. They're obeying to be baptized. And these are people who had a life-changing encounter with him, which is awesome and worth celebrating, worth remembering, worth looking back on, which we're going to do a little bit more so. Here's some more stories in a little bit, but let me pray at this point. Jesus, I thank you so much for all that you've done. You are our ultimate hero, God. You are our Redeemer, our Savior, our Lord. You redeem the irredeemable. Those that seem, I feel this way, often irredeemable, you redeem people, lives, places, things, situations. Your power is great. Let us remember and glorify you in this service above all else. Let us look back and remember and celebrate how you moved, Jesus, how faithful and good we experienced you as and you are, no matter what. We pray these things by the power of your name. Amen.